This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. Well, computers are very much part of life today. You don't need me to tell you that. I don't know what the figures actually show, but my guess is there are millions of people in this country who own and use a computer. They're part of everyday life, aren't they? Whether you like it or not, they're here to stay. And I know some people struggle with the terminology, don't quite know how to use the computers, let alone talk about them. I think the only way we can learn is to actually use it and get the hang of using a computer. And we talk about the IT, information technology. It's a different world with these words and terms that are not used every day, like RAM, of course. Well, RAM and the mouse downloading onto the computer. And we often ask, how much memory does this computer have? And then we might worry about downloading from something that might damage, you know, is it compatible with my system? Is there a virus? And on it goes. So in thinking about computers, I want to say something that's very simple about this. There is one download we never really have to worry about. That's whether we've got a high-speed connection or not. We can just rest assured in the divine download. And I'm talking about the one that comes from God himself. Very reputable. There's no virus there, never do you any harm. And God's love is always being downloaded to us, 24/7, as they say. Free, there's no monthly connection or fees. No errors. And I think that's wonderful news. So I wonder today if you've made room for God's download of love. And what does it look or feel like? You see, God's love is actually in everything that we experience. When you woke up this morning, God's love was there. When you got out of bed, say hello, you got dressed, ate your breakfast, and you might get in your car to travel to work or a doctor's appointment. All these things, if you think about it, are an expression of God's love. But the problem is that we get in the way of God's love coming through to us. We say, well, no, God couldn't continue to love me after what I did. You know, I did the wrong thing once. Does God still love me? Or how can there be a God when all this bad stuff is happening across the globe? So, yes, yeah, sometimes we do get in the way of downloading God's love through our lack of belief. And what happens is that we limit this wonderful divine download. I came across this rather unique poem. It's called The Computer User's Reboot Poem. Don't you wish that when life is bad and things just don't compute, that all you really had to do was to stop and hit reboot? Things would turn out okay, life would be so sweet, if we had those special keys, Control, Alternate, and Delete. Control, Alt, Delete. Your boss is mad, your bill's not paid, your wife, well, she's just mute. Just stop and hit those wonderful keys that make it all reboot. You'd like to have another job, but you fear living in the street. You solve it all and start anew. Control, Alt, and Delete. Well, there are those three computer words that fit in quite well. I want to talk about it today and again tomorrow. Control, Alt, Delete. And you look at any keyboard and you'll find those words. Control. Well, what do we think about that? In 1986, Janet Jackson sang a song that was actually called Control. And she said words like, this is a story about control. She said, my control of what I say, control of what I do. And this time I'm going to do it my way. I hope you enjoy this as much as I do. Are we ready? I am. Because it's all about control. And I've got lots of it. So she was singing a song about, I think, what people say about control. I want control over my life, my destiny. I want control over what's going to happen to my life. So if in life, if we want to exercise control about what we say or do, we need to tap into God's love. And he's the one that can help us control our thoughts, you know, choosing, making a reasonable choice, choosing love over fear, making a conscious choice that our highest good. And so we demonstrate control in the way we respond and react. I think it's quite ironic to affirm that our control is actually acknowledging a bigger picture, that God himself is in control. I thank you, dear Lord, that I'm not going to wait until I understand everything. I'm going to thank you now for what you've done for me. Thank you because you're here at all times. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.